Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and it's time for Vegetable School with Johnny Selected Seeds in Albion, Maine. And I know a lot of you love squash, and in the early spring, you know, your summer squash and your zucchini. And in the newsletter this week, I put a recipe for zucchini soup, and I'm telling you, it is delicious. And but there's not too many ways that you can cook zucchini and summer squash. But in the fall, all of your winter squashes are great. But a lot of us don't know when to pick them, how to store them, how to take care of them, so we can have better flavor and they'll keep better. So joining us this morning is Julius Corning. He's a production technician at Johnny Selected Seed. And he's going to tell you everything that you need to know to grow the best summer and the best winter squashes and what varieties he would suggest that you look for. Julius, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thanks for having me, Paul.
I'm really excited because I love squash. I can eat squash all day long, every day. Just one of my favorite veggies, especially when they're fresh out of the garden. So let's begin with your summer squash varieties. What would you suggest that the homeowner plants if they want to do, you know, either the straight neck, crook neck, or zucchini, or maybe you've got something better?
Well, my particular favorite, as far as yellow summer squash goes, is Zephyr. It was developed by Rob Johnson, our breeder. It's very unique in that it has a green end that was done by design so that when growers are at market, that people can have recognition of that fruit at the stand, because it's got a notable nutty flavor. It's not as watery as a lot of other squashes out there, and they wanted to make sure that people would recognize it and come back for it.
And what's called Zephyr, Z-E-F-F-E-R?
Z-E-P-H-Y-R.
P-H-Y-R. Zephyr, and it's a type of early yellow squash.
Correct.
Okay.
That's when I grow at my home.
Now, is it a bush type or a vine type?
Oh, I was trying to say it's like a large bush.
Okay.
It tends to run a little bit, but it's not going to overtake your garden by any means.
Okay. And how about production? Nice and heavy or average?
Yes, absolutely. It's just like anything. In the fall, later on, it'll succumb to powdery mildew. But by trimming off some of the extra leaves on the plant, as it continues to grow out, the fruit will just continue setting farther and farther out on the vine or the bush, you'd say. So by removing the older leaves and stuff, you can reduce the impact of powdery mildew and kind of increase your production later into the season.
Great. Now, how about something like zucchini? Is there a hybrid or something that you like better than the traditional dark-skinned zucchini?
Well, I'm a real fan of the heirloom Costata Romanesco. for me, that's about as good as it gets. I think a lot of our growers would come to that too. It's just superior when it comes to flavor. It's not as productive, I'll tell you that much, but it is delicious.
Okay, so now one of those how would you spell this squash again?
It's COSPATA Romanesco Romanesco.
Okay. And it produces a lot, but not like the regular zucchini. I mean, once the regular zucchini gets started, I mean, one day they're 6 inches, and the next day they're a foot and a half long, and what are you going to do with a zucchini that's that big?
That's true. I mean, some people will still eat them. I've kind of become a squash snob, so I tend to eat them on the smaller side and then compost the larger one. But that's just my personal preference. Tostada grows fast, like a typical zucchini. Once the fruit is set, it's just not as quick to set fruit. So if you had a hybrid like Parthenon or something out there, which is another green zucchini, that's a hybrid, I'd say you're probably going to have like a 2-to-1 yield ratio on that. But people rave and rave and rave about Tostada Romanesco.
Okay, now, what else do we have in the summer-type squash that you think should be grown in the homeowner's garden?
Oh, let me think about that just for a second. Our yellow crookneck is really nice. It's spread by us. It's organic. It's your very traditional summer squash. It's fairly bulbous. Should be picked when it's really small for to maintain the best eating quality. And with those two, I think that you really round out an offering, whether you're a gardener at home or a grower at market.
Okay. Now, winter. Go ahead, Julius.
The patty pan squash can be really fun. They're a flatter summer squash. They're super unique in that they have scalloped edges, they're oblate in shape, and when they're cooked very small, it just adds a really unique appearance to a plate. It's kind of something that you could make a stir with your friends with.
So it's called a patty pan squash.
Yes. Some of our varieties would be Sunburst, which is a yellow. Another one called Bennings Green Tint, which is green. And there's a few others.
Mm-hmm.
Some that are multicolored and just the same taste, I would say, just a different way to present it.
Okay. So this squash, you would slice it and you would fry it?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So that's a different way of cooking the summer squash.
Yeah, and a lot of people, we're getting more and more requests from people to have information on it, is growing these squash for squash blossoms and, you know, which fruits lend themselves best to be cooked in that fashion. And people really rave about having these little patty pan fruits with the blossoms still attached and frying them up. That's something we'll be pursuing this year in our trial.
Great. Now, winter squash, they really don't know when to harvest and how to store it and how to get the best from your plants. Could you give us some ideas on, you know, planting and raising them and when to harvest and storage to begin with, and then we can talk about some of the varieties?
Yeah, so you can either transplant or direct seed your winter squash out at the farm. On our research farm, we tend to transplant just for ease. And we always plant here in Maine sometime around the 1st of June, that Memorial Day weekend. It's usually when we're out of our last chance of frost.
Mm-hmm.
one thing that we like to do at the farm is use a light floating row cover, like Agravon 19. And what that does is it gives us, well, I guess I should go back a step. Most of our fields are organic, so we don't use like a heavy pesticide regimen or anything. So by using the row cover, we can keep bugs off our plants when they're young, and we can secure a little bit of energy from the sun, and it keeps it just a slightly warmer under there. And we allow all of the plant basically to push the cover off when it's just bulging and it looks like it's going to pop. And this would be for summer squash, winter squash, pumpkins. We do it with tomatoes, peppers, all the likes. And it really, really benefits the plants. I don't do it at home, but I've taken leftover plants from work when we've had extras from a trial, put them in the ground the same day, and we're yielding fruit a week or two ahead of time at work versus
really
planted at home.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about your winter squashes and how to get more for them. But using this floating row cover, that's a great idea. If you can increase production a week or two earlier than normal, that's a great thing, and it blocks some of the insects from infesting the plant.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Yeah? you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Julius Corning from the Johnny Selected Seed in Albion, Maine, about squash for your garden. He gave us some great varieties for the early summer squash. And now we're going to talk a little bit about your winter squashes. I think most people think that the number one winter squash is butternut. But what do you think is the best variety?
Well, I'm a delicata fan myself.
No.
We have a maintained strain of that that we've selected over the years and kept up the integrity on it for uniformity and ensuring that it's great tasting. And that's an early winter squash is how I would call it. That's something you could eat fresh out of the garden. You could pick it and bring it right in and put it in the oven. And it's never going to be better than that day.
Okay, it's called delicata.
Yep, and D-E-L-I-C-A-T-A.
C-A-T-A. And flavor similar to butternut? Do we eat it the same way, mash it? Or do we cut it in half and just scoop it out and eat it right out of the shell?
I just cut it in half. I put it in the oven. If my wife's cooking it, she likes to put a little butter in it. And I eat it with skin and everything. Some people might not like it like that, but I enjoy the texture. It's just very starchy, super sugary. And it'll, after picking, it'll last, like, maintain its great quality for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months. And it's just wonderful. And people rave about it.
Okay.
After that, I would probably lean to a variety called Jester, which is a bicolored acorn squash that we've bred. It's got vanilla and black on it, would be the colors I would call it. And it's another one where you can eat right out of the field, and it'll store for 3 months. So that'll get you through Thanksgiving or so.
Okay.
Paul, I'd like to point out that on our website, we have what we call our Growers Library, and there you can find many different things from, you know, artichokes to pumpkins. But in there, you can find a guide to winter squash for peak flavor, storage, and curing. So a big issue with winter squash, as we've talked about here shortly, is picking it when it's ripe. And then after that is, when is it right to eat it? There's three species of squash that are in the winter squash family that were really common, which is Cucurbita pipo, Cucurbita moschata, and Cucurbita maxima. Your pipos will be your delicatas and your acorn squashes. Your moschatas will be butternuts. And maximas would be your Hubbards, kabochas, and buttercups. Your pipos should be eaten from when the time they're picked in the field to about 2.5 to 3 months after that. And when that's when their flavors and the starches start to degrade. But while those have been perfect, the other types, the moschatas and the maximas, they've been breaking down essentially and building their starch levels up. So if you went out and you took a butternut right out of the field, and let's say, you know, the end of September, right before the last frost, you took it home, sure, you can eat it, but it's not going to be as great as if you ate it in December. So we have developed a chart that we've based off of our research and our own trials at the farm. We've talked to a lot of people in the industry, a lot of breeders, and it's a guide to eating and storing winter squash. And I really think that that is key for people to look into, and that way they're serving the right squash at the right time.
Now, what is the website where people can go to get more information on summer and winter squash?
So I would go to johnnyseeds.com, and there on the left-hand side of the web page, you can find our growing guide. And the first link to click on is the Growers Library, and that's where you'd find the guide to winter squash eating and anything else you need.
Okay, so all of your acorns, you can pick them right out of the garden and eat them. They'll keep for 3 months. And butternut, you want to let it sit until after Christmas so that the flavor and the taste is going to be a lot better. Julius, thank you. Time just flies when you're having fun and giving information. And take his advice. Go to the website.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and our phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And joining us this morning is my oldest son, Matthew, to tell you about our experience the last couple of days. Good morning, new dad.
Are you there?
Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, I'm here.
Great.
I'm getting ready to go pick up your grandson.
Yeah, we are all very, very excited about it, believe me.
Oh, yeah. I want to let all the listeners know that my son, Michael Romeo Parent, was born Friday at 12:52 with a full head of hair, 7 pounds, 11 ounces, 21 inches long, and he is healthy as can be, and he gets to come home today.
Yeah, I cannot wait, believe me, just go over to the house and hold the baby and play with him. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks while we're down here in Florida enjoying him. And tell our listeners about his middle name, how it came about.
Well, his middle name is also my middle name, which is also my great-grandfather's first name. So we wanted to make sure that the tradition continues and goes along. So we decided to give Michael my middle name. Michael is actually going, we're adopting him. He was born, and we're adopting him straight from the day he entered the earth. So we wanted to make sure he always has a part of us.
So Romeo is a great family name.
And, yes, it is. And, very strong and, name.
It's also a name that when you were in junior high, you didn't like because you had it taken off your school records, and now you think it's pretty good.
Yes, I do. I mean, everybody loves his name. I couldn't ask for a better son. He's exciting. I got to hold him for the first time on Friday and got to spend a lot of time with him yesterday, and I can't wait for him to come home and meet his big four-legged brother, Butkus.
Well, I'll tell you, the whole family is excited, and I'm sure that many of our listeners are excited for you and for myself, being the first grandchild born, and we look forward to many days of having fun with Michael when we come down to visit you in Florida.
Oh yes, we can't wait either, and it'll be great. And he'll start learning how to garden as soon as he can start learning how to crawl.
That's right, and he was born on the first day of spring, the first full day of spring, so that's an even better sign that he's going to be a good gardener. But I understand that you have other plans for him.
Yes, I've already tried to make some negotiations with the Red Sox to have their starting left fielder in 2036 when he's about 22 years old. So we'll see how that works out.
So he can either play for the Red Sox or he can be a gardener and work with his granddad.
You've got it.
That sounds great. Well, Matthew, you have a wonderful day. You get to the hospital, enjoy the baby, and we'll be over to see him after supper, give you a chance to relax a little bit before the company all rushes over to see him finally at home.
All right, Dad. We'll see you this afternoon, and Michael says hello.
Thank you, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Dad.
See okay, you honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whew. It's been quite a week. Really, really exciting, and we're happy. My wife is keeps hitting her head on the ceiling, just floating through the house with the first grandchild. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we just can't wait. I know a lot of you have grandkids, and you feel the same way, but this is our first, and he's going to be spoiled rotten. Okay, Tom, let's go to the phone lines and answer some gardening questions. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Vincent from Mass with a question about weed killer.
Vincent, good morning. What kind of weed killer are you using and on what?
Well, good morning, Mr. Parent. How is everything in the beautiful state of Maine? I hope fine.
It is.
I've heard you mention it several times. It is corn something or other. I have a lot of bulbs, and I'm getting along in years, and I just can't get them weeded the way I should. And I think you just throw this down. It's dry,
yep.
And it takes care of the weeds.
There's a brand new, and I am so excited about it. They introduced it at the trade shows last year. We've always had corn gluten powder. And
yep.
You would put it down with a spreader, and it came in like a pellet, so that you could use a rotary spreader. And it had pretty good results. But what happened was the pallets, the little pellets, were at times too far apart. So when the water hit the pellet, it dissolved and it killed all of the seeds that were in the soil in that immediate area. Well, a Canadian company called Environmental Factor, working with Bonide Lawn and Garden, has produced a liquid version. And the liquid version is going to be far superior to the granular. And what's nice about it is, what you're going to do is you're going to go in your perennial bed. You're going to cultivate it, clean it, get all the weeds out, and then when you're done, you're going to spray the liquid corn gluten, which is organic, all over your perennial bed, and it only kills seed, so it will not hurt your established plants. You can use it in your lawn, and it will kill the seed of chickweed, clover, dandelion, about 200 different types of weeds, and also crabgrass. Now, another thing that I'm thrilled about is if you want to stay gardening organically in your vegetable garden, when the garden is all planted and your seeds have all come up, so carrots, beets, radishes, green beans, when they're up about 2 inches in height, you take the liquid corn gluten, you spray the soil around your plants, and then you water so that you get it off of the plants, and it will kill all of the seed in your vegetable garden organically, and that means no weeding for the entire year. So I am really excited. My garden, you know, you're constantly weeding. First it's some broadleaf weeds, then some grassy type weeds come in, and then a mixture of things. So I'm looking forward for this year. Get the garden planted, put down the liquid corn gluten, and I'm going to do it early in areas where I'm not planting seeds. So where I plant my tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers as starter plants, then I'm going to put down, spray the ground with the corn gluten after I've cultivated, and it will eliminate all of the weeds organically. So that's the new technology for this year. And again, it's going to be available through Bonide or the Canadian company, Environmental Factor. And one of your nurseries or garden center will have either or. So for me, that's really exciting news.
Yeah. Thank you. The other thing you mentioned, I've heard it and can't remember, something you can put around your bushes, and it gets down to all the everything in the ground, and it'll feed them and make them grow better. Do you have the name of that? Or
this is for shrubbery around the house?
Yes, all kinds of shrubberies, and even the larger trees, if I understood it right.
Yep. There's two companies that make an organic fertilizer that is absolutely wonderful. One of them is a company called Espoma, and they make Holytone and Plantone. Now, Holytone is for any plant that retains its foliage and stays green during the winter. So rhododendrons, azalea, boxwood, holly. If you're growing English ivy or pachysandra or junipers as a ground cover, perfect. And then they have something called Plantone. And Plantone is for any plant or tree that loses its foliage during the winter. So dogwoods, cherries, flowering crabs, fruit trees, and then plants like forsythia or quince, weigelia, hydrangea, you would use Plantone. And that's made by Espoma. And then Dr. Earth is an all-natural, all-organic fertilizer, and that's available at many nurseries. So depending where you go, one nursery will have Holytone and Plantone, and the other nursery will have Dr. Earth for acid-loving or non-acid-loving. And the acid-loving plants are evergreen plants. And what's nice about these two companies, the products are all organic, all natural, And it takes 2 feedings a year for plants that have been in the ground either newly planted or under 5 years old to really let them get established and really get them to a point where they can tolerate any kind of weather. Once they get mature, once a year in the springtime is all you need. But if you're putting in a new foundation planting, you would feed them at the time of planting or during April, roughly, and then again in early September, and you're ready to go.
Well, I thank you. And one other thing, enjoy being a grandfather.
I am thrilled. You have no idea.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you, and we appreciate that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cindy from Pennsylvania with a question about geraniums.
Cindy, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions, especially now listening to the previous caller.
Sure.
On this corn gluten weed killer thing.
Yes.
I have a patch of plantain that wants to grow. And is that an annual or a perennial?
That is a perennial.
Perennial.
So what you would need to do is this. We're coming up on a break and I'll spend more time. But what you need to do is to get the corn gluten down to kill the seed that was made last year so that the problem doesn't get worse. Okay? And then the rest later.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic Cal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. Magic Cal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magic Cal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magi-Cal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Cindy about her lawn, and I was telling her that if she wants to get rid of a lot of the weeds, using the liquid corn gluten will kill all of the seed that the plants left on the lawn last fall as the year ended, so that when the weather gets right, they're going to sprout and you'll have a whole bunch of new weeds. But she already has a lot of mature weeds, and plantain is one of them. Now, the best broadleaf weed killer that I have found and have ever used is made by Bonide, and it's called a Weed Beater Ultra. It's a liquid. It comes with a built-in sprayer. And the reason that I like it, you can apply it when the outside temperature is 45 degrees so that you can get a jump on the season. You can kill the weeds early in the year before they have a chance to get bigger and kill the grass growing around it. Products like Weed Be Gone, you have to be 60 degrees to use it. And by then, the weed has doubled in size, and it's more difficult. So get Weed Beater Ultra. And the other thing that you'll like is wherever you spray it, it will turn the ground purple for about a half an hour. And that way you'll know what weeds you've hit and which ones you've missed.
That's good. How long after I have put down the weed killer can I plant good grass?
Okay. If you're going to use, let's say you want to kill all of the mature weeds, okay?
you put down the weed beater ultra, and 3 weeks later, you can plant grass seed. With Weed Be Gone, you cannot for 3 months.
Okay.
So this is a lot better. But you cannot use the corn gluten, because the corn gluten does not know that the grass seed is good and the weeds are bad, and it will kill the grass seed. So what I would do, if you're going to plant grass seed, go in there as soon as you get 45 degrees, spray the lawn, kill all of the broadleaf weeds, and then by the end of April, get your grass seed planted. And once the grass seed has, once the grass comes up, and you've mowed the lawn 3 times, then you can go back with the Weed Beater Ultra and kill everything that has come up. And then in the fall, put down the liquid corn gluten, and you'll be in great shape. But there's nothing organic yet that will kill broadleaf weeds in your lawn without hurting the grass. So, and I think it's more important that you get the new lawn established. So I would use the Weed Beater Ultra early. Then you wait 3 or 4 weeks, plant your grass seed, take care of it, fertilize it. And if weeds do come up, then you can spot treat with like a pump sprayer or a watering can. You don't have to do the whole lawn. And then use the corn gluten in the fall of the year to kill any weed seeds that have blown into your yard from the neighbors.
Okay. For my geraniums, I had had a pot of hanging basket last year. I believe there are 3, possibly 4 plants in it. I put it in the basement over the winter. I want to divide them out, you know, separate the plants. Do I do that before I wake them up or after I wake them up?
I would start repotting them now. My aunt used to, about the 1st to the middle of March, she would take all of her geraniums out of the basement. She would bring them upstairs, put them near a sunny window. Anything that was shriveled, she would cut back and then start to water and feed them. If they needed a bigger pot, she would pot them up at that time. And in your case, you've got 4 plants in a pot. Pull them apart, put them in individual pots, give them a good drink with a liquid fertilizer, and you'll be in good shape. Growing up, we had a cool basement, and my mother hung them from the rafters and pot them up now.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.